around anywhere, all over the internet. It's been speculating everywhere. People have been talking about left and right, all over social media. I don't know. What do you think it is, Joe? What is it? Explain to the audience what's shaking the internet right now globally, and pretty much not globally, through the U.S. Explain what it is.
Well, I saw about it first on the television. They're talking about TikTok and China and Trump. And basically, the idea is that TikTok could be using Americans' information, and that because TikTok is Chinese-owned, Trump wants to crack down on it. And yeah, I was kind of fascinated by it. I was like, I made me think about all the other Chinese-owned companies and why did TikTok get singled out compared to any other company that was owned by China?
Yeah, the other app that got suspended too was WeChat. I don't even know what the heck that is.
Yeah, I've never heard about that.
The only thing I read up on was that WeChat is like a messaging platform for the people from China, and here in the U.S. it's kind of like banned or something like that. Don't know too much about that, but
well, you know, maybe it's banned here because if you think about it, like the Chinese like to censor and to monitor their people a lot. Mm-hmm. So if they're monitoring their own people, then why wouldn't they be monitoring the American people? You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, the idea is the U.S. government monitors its own people too.
Oh yeah, that
we'll get to that. But like, it happens, and so I guess it's just because we're not on the best terms with China.
No, we're not. You know? Since what happened.
And so, yeah. And so I don't know. Did anybody else know? Like, why did this become an issue now? Like, TikTok's been around for many years, and I don't know. Maybe just got on the radar for some reason, or they're just like, anybody know?
No, I really don't know. All I know is that it's TikTok's been around for a while. Now the government, everybody's making a big deal about it. Not sure why it's going. It's making a big deal. We're not. U.S. is not the only one that's making a big deal about this. Is actually also, and I don't know if it's India or Indonesia, is making actually a big deal too, because due to a lot of security threats. Not security threats, but more like of a security. How do you call it, Joe? It's like a national security. It's causing national security, but I don't understand, like, how is that a national security if the problem is you're not giving the people that much, a lot of information for it to be national security. Unless you're posting stuff that you shouldn't be posting on there in the first place, you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, maybe it's because internet users usually post way too much information.
Could be.
And so, but it's, you know, it's, I think it also has to do with, there's so much going on between the U.S. and China, you know, in terms of Hong Kong, in terms of who controls the ocean and the regions around that area, you know, and also the trade wars and currency, and just there's so much tension.
Interesting.
You know, it's just, I don't know. You can't point to one thing. It's just, they're basically our adversary in a lot of ways. And, we just don't, it's like, you know, we can't even really like agree to disagree. You know, when you usually have like conflicts with somebody, yeah. You know, it's more like I'm trying to not do as much with you as possible. But at the same time, we've already like made like entangling alliances with our like companies and everything.
Yeah, but they're not the only company that's coming out of China. Like we talked about earlier today. Who was the other company that you said?
Oh, it was there was another suspicion that Fortnite with Epic Games, because like a company that owns like 40% of like the parent company was a Chinese owner. There was some speculation that they could get access to information, like back doorways, you know, like, or like demand information and, you know, stuff that happens behind the curtains that we don't really like see the details of the business as they're dealing with each other. So there's just a lot of suspicion. And I have to say, frankly, I kind of agree with it. You know, I think that China needs to behave a little bit better. The United States has its own problems, you know, so we can maybe behave better too. But I think as a whole that the Chinese are a little bit more aggressive compared to a lot of our other international partners with commerce and finance and everything. You know, I just feel like they're a little bit, more on edge. You know, we just don't communicate well to each other. Like our worldviews seem to be a little bit different in some way.
Yeah.
You know, like, cause can you imagine like the way that China is run now? Can you imagine the United States being run that way?
Oh man.
It's like black and white. It's like, it doesn't like correlate definitely at all. You couldn't like try to put Chinese law over Americans and then vice versa. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure if you know, I mean, the Chinese have people critically thought like China has prevented American influence, you know? And so the thing is, America is open to hearing Chinese influence, but it's not going two ways. And that's kind of why there's a lot huge disconnect with like commerce, because commerce is supposed to go two ways. And so, you know, that's why the cultural thing, but that's why there's so much suspicion of these apps. Cause you're, you know, if you're censoring your own people and you're asking companies to help censor, well, that means you have access to a lot of information, and then it could go both ways. You censor, but you also grab, and some people it's too much. So I don't really know where, you know, we're not like seeing all the behind the scenes of what's happening.
Yeah. I wonder if they're actually also too selling the information, but the only thing they have as to what we know of is just like emails, phone numbers. They've never asked for a home addresses. They ask you what country you're from. And I think that's pretty much all the information they've ever asked. They never really ask a lot too much information. Unless if I'm wrong, guys, if anybody knows what other information TikTok or any other companies ask for, but go ahead and comment down below and in the comment section, go ahead and comment and let us know if you know what other types of questions they ask. Because like to me, I understand it's a national security, but to a certain point, but I don't really see how is it a big security deal, unless they're asking you for your like mother's maiden name, those high security questions about yourself, like what's your favorite color and all that stupid stuff, you know, like that would be a national security. But this isn't too much of a national security in my opinion.
Yeah, have you ever used TikTok?
I use it. It's gonna hurt a lot of content creators that are on YouTube and other platforms. They use LinkedIn and Instagram to build the foundation. Like several friends of mine I met through TikTok, and we've talked to today, and I don't see like a big thing. I do hope that a US company does buy it and TikTok does not get banned. But if not, they could always restart. They restart a whole new structure if the US company buys it. A brand new login information and just keep the videos and stuff like that. I don't know how they could do that, but just reset information and just restart brand new. But pretty much, if you think about it, look, here's another thing is I'm going to bring up. I don't know if this audience will agree with me or not, but everybody buys from Wish. Everybody buys from Top Hatter. Everybody buys from all those companies in the world. And those companies are from China. From Alibaba, from Shopify, people do drop shipping. Dude, they have all of our information already. I don't know what the difference is between TikTok and these other applications and products that even our stores are actually selling stuff directly to home from China, and we don't even realize that. And they already have our information. So what's the difference from having it on TikTok versus out in public?
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
But you see my point? Yeah. So I don't see a big difference on like that versus this, you know? I don't understand that, but it's like everybody has everybody's email. Even our emails and our addresses and stuff like that are out there in the public, and people sell their information. You can actually, when you do affiliate marketing, some people actually go purchase things from things that you subscribe, you put your email to, and they sell that information to another third party, And then you just randomly get an email about that. And you get about a different product and you didn't even subscribe to, and you're just getting spammed by this email. So that's, you just, your information got sold to somebody else, and it just keeps going and going and going. I've looked into this, and I've seen that market.
Yeah, I don't really know. It might be that they're being used as a scapegoat in the battle between the U.S. and China.
I think so. I think it is. I think this is a big revolution right now between China and America, and I really don't understand like too much why they're behaving like this. But I do understand, like, you know, the other countries are doing the same thing. But how come nobody's brought up the situation like I just brought up? Like, you know, you got Alibaba, you got all these other companies that are doing the same thing. Are those companies going to be shut down too as well with TikTok? Because those companies are actually national security, because they're actually asking you for your home address and your apartment. And like, you know, and they're asking for your credit card and debit card, but nobody's making a big deal about that. And if you look at the stock market, Alibaba is like really, it's in like in the 300s, $300 or stuff like that.
Yeah. If anybody wants to tell us, maybe there's something they have some revelation or anything. But I don't know. I just thought about it. I'm like, maybe is it politically motivated? Like in terms of maybe Trump's voter base doesn't use TikTok as much. I'm not really sure, you know.
It also could be because TikTok is there's a lot of people making fun of Donald Trump. You look at TikTok, you look at Trump. There's a lot of TikTok videos about Trump with his hair falling off, running away. There's his wife running away from him for social distancing and stuff like that. So there's a lot of videos about Trump. So I'm kind of wondering if that might be the reason TikTok, because TikTok is one of the biggest platforms right now on top with YouTube and Instagram. So it's growing drastically and people are just making fun of him. It could be one of the main factors.
And is TikTok a bigger competitor for, like, what is it, 15 or 30 seconds?
It's about 15, 30 seconds. It just depends on the audio clip that you actually play on. I mean, trying to do some TikToks, but I'm kind of very shy and afraid. It's scary.
I'm wondering, I don't know. Like, I guess because it's not the same thing. Yeah, it's not YouTube, right? But I'm not sure. Like, is it easier for something to go viral there versus
it
here?
Is. It's very simple. I posted a video that said free of everything, free. It was like they didn't have a price. It didn't have a price tag. It had a dollar sign on it, and there was no price on it. So I ran, and even on the other side, it was empty. And my fiance says, "Look, it's free. I think it's free. It's free. There's no price on it or anything." So I ran up to it and grabbed clothes and ran off with it. And it did. It does have a price tag on the clothes, but it was for the TikTok video, and that video actually got alone I think, let me take a look. I think it was like 1400 on TikTok.
Wow. So like, like that probably would have gotten like squished in YouTube.
Yeah, that video actually got 1900, almost 2K.
Nice.
Just alone, on TikTok alone.
Did you put it on YouTube?
I did,
too?
But it didn't perform nowhere near as did it in TikTok, because I've heard that TikTok, that a lot of your videos there actually pretend to go viral. It's like it's something with the algorithm with TikTok that it makes it look like it's like millions of people watched it, but they didn't. So, but there's no proof of that.
That does make TikTok a little sketchy for like this whole China talk. It's like maybe it's like giving people like false sense of like security, right? Like they're really like popular, right? And then they get too. I'm just, this is like crazy, right? They get too comfortable with TikTok, and then they reveal some private information they shouldn't, you know, because they're like, I don't know what, you know, like what's the motivation, like to like the profiteering of making TikTok look better than
but the thing is nobody understands is when you read the fine print, when you the contract that you signed, it does state in there that you are signing your life away. You are giving away this information for the people to sell. And not many people realize that when you sign a contract, you should be reading it, not just signing it. Because that's what happens a lot. and people don't realize it. There's a contract on a game. I don't know if it was WoW or another game. I forgot. My friend told me the company actually did this on purpose. They said you're selling your soul. You're giving us your soul to play this game. Like any instance that they say that they want you to take your soul, they're able to do it in the contract on purpose to see if people read it. Nobody's ever posted a video about that contract because nobody's ever read it. The company actually posted that we posted this in there, and nobody's ever brought it up. Yeah, and nobody reads contracts. It's like you could be saying, "I'm giving you my body, my soul, my everything," and the company comes back and says,
"Well, it is true. They're very cumbersome, you know. Like, yeah, it's who nobody has time to even read like more than a paragraph. Correct,
because they already want to get straight into the app. They want to start doing they want to start working. They want to start doing this and that, and they don't like blah 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 blah. You know, it's."
There might be some like, I don't know, somebody who can do like use AI or just like search, you know, search terms, searching for anything that's pretty messed up. You know?
It's gonna be a process because there's some people that actually the way they word it and it makes it can be very tricky.
Well, it makes you wonder if whenever you get a new terms of service, can you somehow figure out how to do like Control F or something and like. You know what I mean? Like, just search for some terms that you think are like sell or anything.
Yeah. It could be. It could be, man. There's no telling on that. But
this ban on TikTok doesn't happen for about 45 days. That's what Trump's executive order says. So it's giving them some time. And you said this too, that there's something about it being like transferred to American hands, that it would.
Yeah, that's what there was talk about, that Trump wanted an American company to actually purchase the company. But there has been talk about it, but I don't want to get too far into that, like making a company making a purchase and doing all this extra stuff, you know, more to it. It's either going to be a loss or a gain. They made the vendors back out. The vendors, but more of the like the advertisers to back away from TikTok because of this confidential national security. But according to TikTok, advertisers don't really go through TikTok to pay. They contact you directly and they pay you directly to sponsor, to show their product on that platform. I just found that out. Yeah, it's not like YouTube. YouTube, you just get a product and then you show it on YouTube. It's a paid, you select paid sponsorship and voila. And it's same thing Instagram, same thing on Facebook. But this is at Twitch. If you're new to Twitch, TikTok, if you've been on TikTok, that the way to get sponsored there, you contact a sponsor or they contact you. They tell you to make a video because. And then you make that video, you push it out to TikTok, and they get that, and they get links to buy off that product on your social media, like on Twitter. You post a link on there, and it goes viral from there, and you start making money. That's how it is on there, as to what I found out.
Interesting. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this. I guess it's something to take our mind off the global problem that's happening right now. Yeah. You know, something that's a little bit trivial, not to everybody, because those people who are like making a living off of TikTok. Yeah. But for me, who's not invested in that platform, it's kind of an interesting game of chess that's going on internationally right now.
We'll keep you all in touch on this topic in the next 45 days. That's pretty much sometime in September, around September 11, in 30 days, to see what's happening.
Yeah, to see if there's any budge on either side.
Yeah, I'm very
any kind of compromise. Yeah,
I'm very interested in what's going on right now at this point in time. So let's go ahead and move on to the next topic. We have a new breaking news. More, it's an iPhone 12 faces major camera issues right before their launch, and I've heard several companies, it's happened to several companies, but this is something very, very major is due to what, Joe? What was the thing that says something due to overheating and testing on it?
Yeah, it's been cracking because of the high stress, you know, of the heat. And so it's potentially being delayed several weeks because of this. And rightly so, if you wanted the development to be off a few weeks to months, if you know you already have a lot of good Apple phones out there, there's no reason to put a new, you know, not to have like a Samsung problem. Yep. You know, which was in the news cycle for months.
That one with the phone battery causing damage, yeah, to people's faces and their devices they purchased and lawsuits and all that stuff.
And just damaging Samsung's reputation.
Oh, yeah. But that was...
Which I don't think that's going to go away for like 4 or 5 years. Yeah, you know?
I'm afraid to buy a new phone just right when it comes out. I'm afraid of that incident. I'm terrified. Yeah. Like, no joke. It's like, I don't want something to just be right here and bam, just like my face. I'm like death after that. You know, I can't do a podcast anymore because of this. I'm going to be like, sorry, guys, I can't hear from this year.
I was wondering, was that, do you know, I didn't really pay attention as much. Like, was that like across all the models or was that just
that
like
was,
higher ones?
That
or
was just
ones?
On the S7s or S8s. It was just across the board on that model alone because they were testing a brand new battery to long make the battery longer. That's longer. So right now we're still on the same type of battery that we have not really changed the battery. Like really, yeah. And like if it did, it probably jumped like one battery level. We haven't really jumped to a new cell, but all the new battery life that you're saying, oh yeah, we got 16 battery life now, we got 18, you know, it's not because it's new battery, it's the battery's still the same. The only thing that changed is just the software and hardware on the performance, so they had to die down a little bit off the performance on eating the battery life because Apple's very strict on that. Apple has when they run you publish an app, it has to be energy efficient. It has to, you cannot use a lot of resources on the battery life. So they're very strict on that, on the policy, on and resources.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Google doesn't. Sorry, Google, for bashing you on there. I'm a Google fan, guys.
I probably need to see some, see some videos and some tests about, how big a difference it is between Apple and the competition for draining battery life. Yeah,
you would need to do that. I wish we could do test runs on that. I could show that. But I do know that an iPhone will last longer, way longer than an Android or any Google phone. That's definite. That's a given. I don't know if you knew that, Joe.
No, I didn't know that.
I kind of surprised you in here a little bit every now and then. But
anything related to Apple, it'll be, you know, get me from the side.
Yeah, Apple has, I'm not going to, I give an applause to Apple, really big deal. That Apple has a great battery life. And after a year or two, pretty much after the battery expires, like, you know, like you've been using for a while, it starts to die out. As to what I've been told, nobody knows this about batteries. I'm pretty sure. Not, I don't even know if you know, Joe, that you're only supposed to charge your phone once it gets to 100% and you're done. You're supposed to just unplug it or charge it to 90 or charge yep. it just to 90% and just unplug it. You're never supposed to get it to 100%.
Really? Yeah. No, my brother probably told me that once before. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of tough, right? It's like you're using your phone for the day, right? And you only have so much time in the night to charge it. And you're not necessarily, depends on how fast your charger is, you're not necessarily going to be charging it before you go to
Correct.
Bed. Like completely to 90% or whatever the efficiency is. And then you're like, oh, you fall asleep and then you're charging it over the night.
That's the reason batteries go bad. That's a lot of things that people don't really understand about that. And
you know what I don't get though? Maybe that's designed? Oh, these aren't smart batteries, correct. Right? Would smart batteries
correct.
Turn off at 90%?
They turn off like at 95.
So everybody's running around with dumb batteries that just
correct.
Keep charging?
Everybody has it. There's no... I don't know.
Do you have any idea what like the premium
no, I
is
don't.
From...
Because that's...
Makes me feel like I don't like to put like all the bells and whistles in a phone, but if I could figure out what tier of money would get me that smart battery, and that's the only feature I care about, that's what I want to figure out.
Exactly. It's because if it was a smart battery, man, your apps and everything would be performing at amazing thing. And also too, I don't know if you knew this, Joe, that once your battery starts getting to 7%, your app stopped working correctly. Yeah,
7%?
After like 15 or 10%, like under anything under that, I couldn't tell you because every model is different. But under 15%, your phone starts acting up. It doesn't perform normal. It starts running slower, sluggish. It has not enough battery left to keep running at that performance it was running.
Yeah, my Android has this funny like power saving mode, right? Where you can enable it when you have 100% battery life. You can enable it right then, but it has this funky thing where the top and the bottom bars are like red, like pure red, mm-hmm. right? So it's like I'm using this weird phone, but you could do power saving like all the time.
I used to have that on all the time. And my phone, when you get your phone for the first time, like Samsung, usually they come with battery life enabled, like battery saver. Yeah. They already turned a lot of people turn that off because they try to get the performance. I really don't care about the performance. I'd rather care more about the reliability, how long it's going to last me through the end of the day. That's what I care more. Like, I play games every now and then. I'll turn off that feature and I'll turn it back on when I'm done. But also, playing games. So here's another thing, Joe, that I'm pretty sure this is going to relate back to this topic that we're talking about, the major camera issues right before launch. When you're playing games or when you're charging your phone, like we were talking about right now, I was trying to build this up. So as you're building this up with the heat, with the phone overheating because of the processor, the graphics, your screen overheating, I'm wondering if this would also cause a crack on the cameras or any internal components on this device because of the cracks that's causing due to the camera.
Yeah. Oh, and we forgot to mention too that I guess it's they're trying to test they're taking longer to test the reliability in like harsh tropical environments, because I've brought this up before in past podcasts that like my bedroom has been like a furnace, right? So what happens in my bedroom with a computer or a phone is similar to like a tropical, but not quite. You know what I mean? It's like I joke. It's like sometimes it gets like 90 and stuff. So you want these products to work all across the world.
Yeah, definitely.
So you need to find a way to make it energy efficient and not have the screen break if you're going to use it in the tropics or an island or wherever, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's so true. So yeah, I'm kind of glad that our phones and our devices are actually becoming more and more susceptible to dust, to water, to all that stuff. I'm kind of glad that we're revolutionizing that type of technology to actually help us in case we ever get lost or stuff like that.
Well, and then I don't do a lot of this, but other people, you know, they do travel overseas and you're going to somewhere tropical. You need your phone to work while you're there. You don't want to be stranded or dependent on the phone systems wherever
Correct.
You are.
Imagine, and also too, including the 5G. If you haven't seen our 5G podcast, our very first one, go back to our playlist and you'll actually see our podcast that we talk about our 5G on how it's going to be revolutionizing the world and how it's going to be implemented. So if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. It'll be in our playlist, either mine or Joe's.
Yeah, and also the Apple's mentioned that their suppliers have two supply lines, so the other supply line didn't have any problems.
Really?
So that was the good thing that only one of them. So they caught it, and they actually have a backup plan. So it might be delayed, but you know who knows what the supply is going to be because there's one supplier didn't have it correctly. You know, so. Yeah, it's either going to be delayed some, or there'll be less of them at launch.
Well, as long as the phone gets launched and to get to the people's hands as fast as possible, because some of these people are actually waiting and they've already paid for it.
Yeah, they confirmed it at the earnings call.
July, well, I hope July. That nobody's actually spent a lot of money on and been waiting for next extra 8 months or something like that, and the next phone comes out. So yeah. Moving on to the next topic, guys. We have the Qualcomm may release multiple light versions of the Snapdragon 875. What do you think about that Snapdragon, Joe? I know you kind of know a little bit about the Snapdragons, don't you?
A little bit, yeah. So it's cool, you know, like it's cool to see even more competition, and you know, the light versions are you know, yeah, I don't know. I was kind of confused because the light version had a higher you know, a series number compared to the other one. And so I have to admit that we're talking about APUs here for like phones. And I didn't know that there were, like, I thought like Intel and AMD kind of had like some part in APUs for phones. But as far as I can tell, they're not as much. So if anybody has any information other than that, please educate me, because I like Googled this and I couldn't find, like, I saw like Qualcomm and Huawei and a whole bunch of other, and Apple manufacturing their own APUs for their phones. So yeah, for this, it's just cool to see that, you know, more competition, you know, it's always good to see more products released, and yeah, they have to
definitely
do it. You know?
Yeah. They gotta keep releasing stuff. If they don't start releasing stuff, then companies start falling behind. So they gotta quickly push out some new types of products, some chipsets, some screens, things. And this Snapdragon company, Qualcomm, is actually a big one of the biggest companies in the world. Maybe they're well known.
I guess they said like it was in a tweet. That's what it was. They were saying that there's you know, the problem. It was kind of related to the problem too, that the current flagship is too expensive to put into their phones, because it doesn't have an integrated modem. So it's lacking some features, and it's priced mm-hmm. too high. So yeah, again, I don't know a lot about phone components. So maybe Renee knows.
I know a little bit. I don't know. I don't know much about Snapdragon. I'm like, Snapdragon is like beyond my payroll right now. I do know a little bit of things about it, but I don't know too much. I just know that one of the biggest companies in the world, that it supports phones, and they're on numerous other devices besides this, but, and I know they're always changing the products and releasing something, but they
And maybe, I'm not sure about the other manufacturers, but Qualcomm says like it has like it's 5G capable X55 modem, so that its phones cost more because of that. So I'm not sure if they're like first to that versus other ones, you know. Some might be holding back and staying on 4G longer.
Could be.
But
okay, besides all this, let's go ahead and pass through this Qualcomm, because we're already completely done. So we get to the next topic. We are here. We have a report, a major report, that hundreds of apps in the app stores have hidden tracking software used by the government. What do you think about this, Joe? About that there's a hidden software tracking you, the government is tracking you. How do you feel about this? And you two audience, not just besides Joe here, the viewer guys, if you feel like if you're being hunted down by the government or things like that, you could actually comment down in the comments. And if you know that the government's tracking you somehow, go ahead and comment down in the comments. So what do you think, Joe, about this? How do you feel about this? Or do you think this is true?
I know it's true. I've read articles like that were 10 years old or more that said they were tracking, you know, they track a lot of people, you know, they track, groups that they think are now like suspicious, you know, they move people into different categories. Oh, this social group is more suspicious now, wasn't on our radar 5 to 10 years ago, now we're gonna track them more. And yeah, I mean, with you know, with the Iraqi war and a whole bunch of other stuff, we've known that they've been doing this forever. And frankly, we give, again, with those terms of service, and also just you give so much information when you do Facebook or anything else. I just assume that, like, basically the rule of thumb in my mind if you're posting anything on the internet, or you're typing anything to a search bar or anything, you kind of have to imagine the whole world is watching, you know,
true.
Because sometimes you might get hacked, or, you know, there might be some of these companies that do stuff, or somebody hacks that company,
yep.
and then they release this information. So I don't know. I mean, it's all about like how much you can pay for your privacy, because privacy really doesn't come free.
No, it doesn't.
You know?
And
so it's like, if you have like see-through walls for your home, which I don't, you know, you have too many windows, well, you're going to have to pay more for privacy, like, you know, tinted windows or something, you know? So it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it depends on what you do on the internet requires different amounts of payment for privacy. Mm-hmm. There's some free private things, and then there's the paid privacy.
And also, too, here's another thing is, since we're going back to that topic again, that, you know, when you signed the contract, you're not, you're losing your privacy at times when, if you don't read the contract. And also, too, a lot of Americans, a lot of people don't realize that there's a thing called the Patriot Act. I don't know if you know about it, Joe.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, the Patriot Act got act because if you don't know what the Patriot Act is, the Patriot Act is, it's a privacy that you, like, the government has the ability to be spying on you, listen to your calls and stuff like that. Many Americans don't realize that the Patriot Act actually does that, has been activated since the 1990s. Since we actually, I think it was the Desert Storm. I think it was in the 90s.
Well, the Patriot Act was during the Iraqi Afghanistan period, but there might have been something that took its place.
I know in the 90s, in 1990, when I took law enforcement, it was said that it got activated in 1990 because there was a lot of terroristic threats, stuff like that. So they needed to enhance it. So I don't know if it's been activated before that. And they reclosed it, and then that there's been.
Yeah, I think the Patriot Act probably strengthened whatever they had.
Because I know in the 1990s is when we act. That's to what I was told. It's like, I can't have proof on that, but like I said, if you guys know anything else about this, feel free. All I know is in the 90s, in 1990, it actually got activated to actually listen to phone calls and a lot of tappings and stuff like that too, and actually text messages and emails, everything got more to actually be able to read and to be able to test and diagnose that, like, to, how is it called, to be able to track down terroristic threats. I tried to
wiretapping.
Yeah, wiretapping. So they really don't need to just say, oh yeah, that's my right. No, it's been in the 90s. This Patriot Act has been around a lot longer than the 90s.
Yeah, well, like the FISA courts were the recent thing.
Correct.
Where they could speed up the warrant correct. Process.
And like now it's all they need is just, everything's already recorded. All they just need is a subpoena and they just pull it back and that's it. And right now, according to this Patriot Act, it's been activated. If it's a really terroristic threat, they really don't have, they could like kind of, I think it's, if I'm correct, not 100% sure, they could, might be able to go around that whole the waiting period for the subpoena.
Well, and one thing, just last thing about like this.
Yeah, besides
government we don't tracking too much thing. That. Is, yeah, it goes really deep, but as far as what I know, I've heard about like MI6 and the FBI or CIA and stuff, right? That like we have an agreement with the UK where we spy on their people and they spy on our people, and we exchange information. And by doing that, that gets around the law.
Correct.
You know, like if you see like Guantanamo Bay, right? That was them trying to get rid of like US law and say whatever in Guantanamo Bay stays in Guantanamo Bay.
Yep.
You know, like
that's what a lot of people don't realize, that we do have privacy, but we don't have privacy at the same time. But they're just kind of just listening just for keywords. It might be an actual person listening, or it could be an AI listening. And it alerts yeah. the staff, the CIA, FBI from any of the countries, and lets them know, like, you know, I don't know wherever it's hosted, it lets them know that this call has been doing. And I guess if I'm correct, they get a subpoena and then they just look into it.
Yeah. And that has been some of the argument about Apple phones.
Yes.
Right. that Apple phones have such good security that Big Brother sometimes says, I don't like it that you're so secure. You know, like, I'm not sure if did Apple ever give in to the government and say, we're going to give you access to our encryption, or
no? Apple's never given nobody's open for anything. Not even the government. The government got into a lawsuit with Apple, and the government lost. Apple actually won the case.
Yeah, yeah, and I guess I gotta tell this, guys. I'm not in favor of you using your like fingerprint and or maybe voice is okay, but they could still do stuff with voice. They could still record it, right? But if you use your fingerprint on your for phone or something. Like, did you hear about that creepy case happened?
Don't. Explain. Want to hear?
There was a criminal case. There was a criminal case with like involving like you know, police and maybe a misconduct by police, maybe shooting or something when they shouldn't mm-hmm. be, you know. And the rumor was, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. It became like a pretty big thing that they used the fingerprint of the person, the victim who had lost their life, on the phone to then erase information that would show that the police did misconduct.
Really?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I personally, I'm never going to use like a phone print for my phone because I don't want something like that to happen, you know, where the phone could record something that I want, you know, like, I don't know, the phone companies can get a hold of it or the government or mm-hmm. something, right? But you don't want individuals being able to access your phone with just your fingerprints. And I think fingerprints in that regard is kind of a step backward instead of a step forward in security.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people can, there's other ways of taking your fingerprints too.
Oh, yeah. There's numerous ways. And it's not just one way. There's like thousands of ways.
Yeah.
I was taking security class in college, that we did talk about that, about the fingerprints that they and also to the law enforcement and fingerprint, picking up fingerprints and I kind of just by picking up the fingerprints, it's not even that hard. What me looking at into a now tech guy, and I'm like, man, you could actually use those fingerprints if you pick them up, and then you could reuse them again, like you see on TV. I just don't know exactly how 100%. I don't want to try that, but I'm pretty sure you could you could do that.
Yeah, and for the viewers, the reason why they said they can do this is because they're technically anonymous. They're not like selling your information for commercial gain. It's not for advertising or marketing. So I guess it's within their fine law, the fine eyes of the law. That's how they're quoting it. You know, they're saying it's to keep people safe. And so because they're not profiting from it, that's the loophole.
Yep. Well, that's going to wrap up that topic. Let's go ahead and go to the next one. Google's just releasing another version of AirDrop that's similar to the iPhone. What do you think of that, Joe? Do you think that's gonna?
Yeah, this is awesome. This is awesome.
What do you think about this, man? I was like, I know you use a Google phone. I use a Google phone. Our audience and our viewers probably use a Google phone. Not sure if they're paying attention, but this is a big revolution right here that Google is releasing right now. What do you think about this feature?
Well, it's awesome because I've always used like way too much of my bandwidth sending photos, you know, over my text messages. And then many times it goes, but it doesn't actually get there because it says there's too much data to send and there's some like connection error, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like either it sent it and like used up a lot of my bandwidth for the month, or it didn't send it and I thought it sent it, but it takes like for an hour, you know, it takes way long and then it finally tells you it hasn't sent it. So it's awesome that Androids are getting some iPhone features that have been around for many years.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, on this, you have three modes to select. You have data, you have wireless, you know, you have data, you have wireless, and you have Bluetooth to select, which is that's no wireless, no internet connection. You'll have those three options. I have it on, it's right now at this point in time, just to give you a heads up, it's only available, repeat again, only available to Pixel and Samsung. Only those two types of phones right now. If you have any other type of phone, it is not available for use right now. Because
yeah, and we checked that out, and I have Android 8 on my phone. I can't remember a moment. I don't have like it's like an off brand of somebody. It's not like a really popular mean, it was like 160. But yeah, I checked and I don't have access.
I have the Galaxy S10 and I have a Samsung Galaxy S10 and it's, I sent it to my fiance. We both have the S10 and we're talking about speed transfers of maybe less than 2 seconds, maybe even less than a second.
And really high detail.
Oh yeah. I take pictures of 4K pictures and I send it to her, a picture of my little boy that he did last night. And that was a 4K picture. I sent it to her within a couple of seconds.
And it was, you said it was better quality than what you
Yeah, better than what you do when you take a picture and you message. Because here's the thing, another thing is, nobody realizes this. Here's a lesson for the audience. I don't know if you knew this, Joe, that if you send a picture over text message or a messenger, Facebook, or upload it to a platform, your photo gets degraded. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, how much do you think
it gets compressed to send over the wireless? So the way I usually do is I upload it to Google Drive and I send it to my fiance. And that's how we've been doing it. And also you could use the NFC. If you use the NFC, you could just put the phone back to back and you could just transfer it over. And that's another way. But that's, you got to do this, do that, then I tap it to you and wait for it. Now this is wireless. You don't have to get next to it, too close to each other. So if you're doing the 6 foot distance with this human malware, you want to send it to your best friend like 6 feet away from you, you're more than welcome. You could do that without actually problems. I haven't tried this on a video. I have not tried this on any on documents or anything, but this right now we've tested it on actually on just a picture. There's no videos. We haven't tested documents or anything like that. Just a picture at full resolution of 4K. And it was really amazing how fast it was and pretty simple. It's just the first time set up on how you want it set up. It's the only confusing part. We'll probably make if you want a video of this, comment down below and let me know if you want me to show you on how to set up the nearby, right? It's called Nearby Share.
Yeah, Nearby Share.
If you want me to explain a little bit more about Nearby Share, I'll make a video on that and I'll show you guys on how to properly use it. And I'll help you guys on how to set it up and explain details to you more. It's pretty simple, plain straightforward. But if you want help, I'll be glad to hold your hand and actually show you how to do it on a video.
Yep. And so this should be rolling out in like a few weeks to a few months.
Onto the other devices.
Yeah. I mean, if it's already on your Galaxy, then it's probably coming, you know, within a month or something to Android.
To the other platforms. Because just I didn't really realize that there was like two different types of operating systems. Like really, I thought it was just the Samsung and that's the same operating system to every single platform. But according to my theory, I was wrong 100% that Samsung is its own OS, and you have different, each company has its own OS too. So, and they call those Android.
And that Microsoft was prioritizing, or Google was prioritizing their own stuff first. Correct. Of course. But it's good that everybody else will eventually get it.
And I'm kind of glad. I think it's going to revolutionize the world. So what do you think the difference is between AirDrop versus Nearby Share? What do you think is going to revolutionize? Or do you think they're exactly the same, in your opinion, Joe?
I would have to say I think they're exactly the same. I just don't know, because I don't have experience with either of them, you know. I've never owned like an Apple phone, so I never experienced the original, the AirDrop, you know. And I haven't experienced the Nearby Share, but I think it's just going to be awesome, because again, I've already told you how horrible sending a picture through or a video through text is.
I do a lot of AirDrop and I like it. It's pretty simple, pretty fast. And I don't know if it's that secure, but I really don't send confidential information on there. I just usually send thumbnails between my laptop, my desktop, and then photos whenever I edit, or videos. I've done stuff like that, but videos take a long time. So, and I've tested with the Galaxy S10, tested that Note with the transfer, and it seems like pretty dope. It seems almost at the exact same speed, but the only difference is with Samsung, you actually have three options to send it to, and the iPhone, you don't have that option. you do have the option to send it to only contacts, only this, near, that's it. You don't have the option to actually select Wi-Fi, data. You don't have that option. If I'm incorrect, guys, you could actually comment down below in the comments and let me know and correct me. I'm willing to learn from you guys. If you know more about this, AirDrop or Nearby Share, you feel free to comment down below. I'm willing to take suggestions or ideas because right now we're all always learning. I'm learning, Joe is learning, and so are you guys. And I'm willing to try to make sure that we all are 100% and giving the right information to every single person out in the world because not many people know anything about technology, and we're trying to push, give you the latest information that's out there and the best.
We want to
make sure you get the right information and taught correctly, because you don't want to be taking shortcuts, because life don't have shortcuts. So besides going further than that, let's go ahead and go to the next topic, which is the really interesting one. I really like this idea, and I think Joe might like this idea too. I hope you do, Joe. It's a Firefox Reality VR web browser comes into PC in the preview version. What do you think about this VR web browser?
Well, you know, if again, I think I've said my opinion on like VR. I think it needs to like get like really high definition before I become like a user of it. But I know my brother likes VR. He's got the Vive, and he uses Firefox a lot. So it'll be cool. The more tools you have when you're doing, outside of different games, you can have VR for a lot of different like meetups.
Yeah, I do like it. I think it's a good idea. It's right now. It's at the time. It's featuring support for the Oculus Quest, Oculus Go, HTC Vive, Focus, and the Pico standalones. I think it might revolutionize anything. This might be the new VR for actually reading documents online. What do you think about that, Joe? Do you think this would actually help out reading documents clearer?
Oh, I don't know. That might be kind of cool.
Like if you think about it, back in the day, most people actually just pull up a document and they would just be like this on a piece of newspaper like that. Imagine now just wearing goggles and you're just goggles or glasses and then just reading a paper like if you were doing back in the day with the newspaper. You just swipe your hand and just it's like a piece of paper you're reading and you just have the whole paper document there like 3-4 pages long or whatever. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think that this could be a new revolutionized.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. And then I would love it, what's called, like Google, like voice to text and reading. I would love more for the VR experience. I like it more if I'd really be a proponent of VR if it pushed a lot of text to voice, where a lot of articles, it could be read in some kind of voice.
Yeah,
because there's so many like articles you're like, oh yeah, I can read this, but at the moment I don't want to, And that capability is out there. It's just not available. It's just not like, maybe it's not valued as much by a lot of people, but I love like when articles can be read to me or somebody sends me a paper or a poem or something and I can have it read to me instead of having to always read out loud. Like, you like to read out loud. You like to read it with your own eyes, but like, it's nice sometimes to have other things. So anything that like you said, that's kind of cool, be able to like read a book in your bed without using your hands or something, or you're just like, or, for people who are disabled in some way,
correct.
It can help them, and function a little bit
better. Here in the article, it states too that Firefox Reality PC review supports standard 2D web browsing, 360 video and immersive content. So that's going to be, I really do like this stuff. Like, it to me, it seems like a good thing compared to what, like if you haven't seen the previous podcast too, as well about the brain implants that what's his name was saying, this guy's name, Elon Musk was saying implanting, chips into your brain so you can listen to music. But I think this is a lot more revolutionized, that this is more possible, a better solution than actually using putting stuff into your brain and upgrading and getting probably brainwashed by the government.
I mean, it's a cheaper solution. It just I've seen, you know, the skeptics are like, well, it hasn't been widely adopted as much, you know, and I think that's because there needed to be more things like this.
Yeah.
You know, like build it and they will come. They have to have the features. Otherwise, they're not the person who buys your VR headset. It's not necessarily going to be programming all their ability with the VR. Yeah, you know,
definitely true.
Not the Wild West.
Yep, definitely.
So like any platform that continues to improve and continues to offer more features than someone else, that's why people are going to gravitate to them. And maybe this will, you know, increase the VR market by 1% or 2% or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Because this doesn't have to be too much into the intense virtual reality that what me and Joe talk about all the time, like, you know, video game wise. But this could be just a plain simple VR. Plain and simple VR doesn't really need intense graphics, intense this and that, just higher CPU and just more memory just to support the stability of web pages and content and maybe a few videos, but nothing too extreme. Like, we're not talking about you're going to play World of Warcraft or WoW. No, WoW, Warcraft, give all the same product. WoW and like, you know, Call of Duty or... you know, Grand Theft Auto, you know, you're not going to play those games because those require a high intense CPU with graphics, you know, but for this, it's just something probably maybe just something simple, more, a little more intense. So you can actually do a little bit of VR functioning. I think this would be a good step up to the world and introduce it, but hopefully people don't get sick of this. I don't know if you know this, Joe, that people cannot watch 4D movies.
Oh,
yeah,
4D?
They can't.
What is 4D? 4D,
you just put on regular glasses and it lines up the image and it brings the image up forward. You never watched Avatar 4D?
No.
You know 3D, right? The 3D is when they put the red and blue glasses.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
okay, well, 4D is when you put regular glasses and they're like pixel glasses and then it brings out the image. It layers the images. The images are layered, so it looks like the avatar or the animal or the creature or whatever the image is, it's popping out. It looks like it's coming towards you. Instead of seeing it red and blue, you're seeing it in color, and it's coming like at you directly. And now the 5D is coming out. I don't know if you knew about that. It's where they actually spray water. They actually spray like a little smoke next to you and stuff like that. So you actually feel like you're in the theaters. That one I haven't heard people get sick of, but I know 4D people get sick. Their brain cannot comprehend, and their eyes cannot focus correctly. It hurts their eyes.
And we don't know like what type of person is more susceptible to it. Like, if you have vision problems or
correct
other things,
this
or?
Actually has been shown that when 4D came out, it has diagnosed a lot of people with certain type of sicknesses. It's actually helped figure out a lot of stuff about people's minds and like stuff that they've never even knew about people. So it's something new, revolutionizing. So I wonder how this new virtual VR is actually going to play into effect, because not many people have played VR. Because I know back in the day that old computers used to do VR, but they were never intense. Like today, VR is like really intense. You could play a lot of high games and stuff like that, and it's so real, but you need a real high-end machine to play these stuff.
Yeah. And me personally, I would need the CPU and the GPU to get to the point where the VR headset would be doing like 4K 90. Because you need 90 frames to do VR, you know, without getting motion sickness. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'd be kind of curious as to see what kind of, you know, like depending on how close up, you know, with these texts, with reading the text with this, the browser. You have to have a certain number. You have to have a certain resolution to see the text clearly.
Yeah, definitely.
So hopefully what we currently have, I mean, you know, cause there's text in some of these VR games, but I haven't seen a lot of videos about I think that's been a problem, maybe, that the text is kind of hard to read in some games, but I'm not sure. Anybody want to tell me in the comments, or Renee knows anything?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Never, so. I've only done VR one time. I know whenever I played that VR game, I couldn't even see a text. Like they just say the text was like, in my eye, it was like this big, and I really couldn't see it. I couldn't even focus on it because it was too blurry. So I don't know why it was too blurry. I just don't know. My brain couldn't focus on it correctly. But everything else I could see correctly, it's just the words I couldn't. Not sure, like I said, not sure why when I did the VR. Yeah. It could be something wrong with my eyes, my brain. I got nose. What's wrong with me?
Yeah. So again, I'm pretty picky. I'll be a very late adapter, but I might, when it gets to 4K 90 and the price comes down, I might jump on. Like, you know, like we talked about those spacesuits getting lighter. Oh, yeah. Right. I need the VR headset to be lighter, because if it's too heavy, it just ruins.
Correct. Also, too VM is.
I don't want to be wearing a spacesuit when I'm wearing VR.
And also, too, if you want to look at that podcast, we talk about the astronaut spacesuit with AI helping design. You'll see in the description and stuff. You'll see in the playlist, and go ahead and take a look at it. And hope y'all do enjoy that video too. But like Joe's saying, like, you know, I VR has come a long way, and like he doesn't want to wear like a big giant bulky suit with wires running all over himself.
Yeah, like if they could totally get VR to be like almost completely wireless, that would be awesome.
My question is, because right now at this point in time, VR, you're not walking on a platform. On a walking platform, they should make the floor be able to move if you're moving.
Well, they do have some of those, but it's kind of expensive. Have you ever seen, like, there's like it's basically like a 360 treadmill?
Oh, I basically. Don't know anything about that.
Oh, I should pull that up for you later. But like, you guys look it up. There's like this. I saw it like maybe 4 years ago or something. And one of the Shark Tank guys was trying to. He bought into that idea and was trying to push that everywhere. And it was just. I think it's too expensive. And maybe it got some traction. I'm not sure if it's still selling. But it was pretty cool, because you could. That's the whole point of a VR. Is I didn't want to give up. Like, I wanted to be like running. Or like walking in the game, right? And you could actually walk on the treadmill. You had to like wear a special type of shoes, and then it basically had like treadmills kind of have like some arms. It kind of had like a place where you can walk in, and then there's like some support bars around it in case like you need to like catch your balance, or if you're running or whatever, you know. But like, that was cool, because I don't like the current VR where you have to do like teleportation by like clicking a button or like, you know, stuff like that. I don't like that, but I would, when it got cheaper, I haven't been able to afford it, but I would definitely buy that treadmill VR, because that's pretty cool. Like running in Call of Duty or whatever.
I explained this to my friend one time. He said I was crazy. I told him, it'd be good. It'd be awesome if you could put on a jumpsuit, and in the jumpsuit, you could actually feel 5D. Remember I told you about the feel?
Oh yeah, like
correct. And inside the suit, that actually, whenever you, if you get shot, you get like a zap. Like kind of like a you know, you kind of make it feel like if you're in the game. But my friend said that was kind of crazy on idea that would bring VR into a whole new level. Like you could actually feel things instead of in the game. Like, oh man, I died. You know, instead of that, you actually get like kind of a little,
Yeah, you would definitely have to sign a waiver for that.
Correct. I think that'll be fun. I think that would be more fun than actually playing the VR and you don't know what happens to you.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely have to sign a waiver, because that'd be like, it's kind of like not quite like torture, you know? It's like you're letting yourself get a little bit of stimulation, you know? Like, you
correct. To, yeah. We're not talking about real bad the type. We're talking more like little jolts, like just like a.
Yo, I know. But he would still probably be like 18 plus, 18 plus or something.
I think
is the next VR experience. You have to jump up.
This is something that should be coming out, but I don't think they're going to push it out anytime soon. And I wish that this would come out. And I told my friend about that. I was like, man, we should work on that. He's like, no, shut up. That's not possible. I was like, we are not gonna do that.
Yeah, I mean I like that idea. I like the treadmill idea. And there was one other idea that I was thinking about that I just totally forgot. But yeah, like making VR that cool. Gotta wait a little bit, you know, let all the other people who are excited about VR the way it is right now.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. Enjoy it and everything, man. Just right now, whatever we got, enjoy it, because this is all making history. Be part of history, enjoy it, and take as many steps as you can in life. And that's gonna pretty much end the podcast. So go ahead, Joe. Tell them what they are about to earn at the end of every podcast.
Well, guys, we are doing a giveaway. We're doing a giveaway for a year. This is the fourth month. I think
so, correct.
This month is a $20 gift card. You can enter with the Gleam link below in the description. We're hosting it through Gleam. I do a random draw at the end of the month. You have 2 weeks to enter it. Like respond to my email that I send out to you. Because you give me my email and I send it out to you. I don't take all your information. I just only send. I only use your email for the contest. And then I put the winner up on all my platforms like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Gleam will show it, the link. And then after 2 weeks, if they don't respond, then I re-roll another winner. And then I keep re-rolling every 2 weeks until I get a winner. And the other three winners have claimed their prizes already. So it does happen, right? And then I'll just keep re-rolling it. If it takes me months to get the prize out, I'll just keep re-rolling. So the easy to do it, you subscribe, you answer a question, you share with friends, and then get a little bit of member appreciation for being part of our podcast and part of our channels.
And also,
you help us.
And also,
grow.
Guys, like he said, I'm gonna say it like twice. We are not selling your information. We are not selling your information.
We don't even look at your information at all. We just send you an email.
That's it. You will never hear from us again. Promise you. You'll never get spam from us. You will never do anything. I promise you guys. We do not sell your stuff. We delete it.
Yeah. And YouTube's also like getting rid of emails. That was a recent update. So
thank God.
So you get more notifications just through like the email apps and the YouTube apps. But so there's the giveaway, guys. We also always appreciate if you guys could like the video, subscribe, share with friends, comment about anything that we've already talked about. If you want to start a conversation with us or with any other viewers, and we'll see.
Yeah. So guys, I hope you enjoy. Like Joe said, make sure you subscribe, and we'll see you next weekend. Next weekend we'll be on Joe's channel.
So. Yep. And I might be wearing sunglasses. Not sure, or I might keep this photo going. It's been next week, it'll be about like 2 weeks since my last eye surgery, so we'll see what happens.
I'll just keep Joe on your prayers. You should be feeling fine next weekend if you keep prayers.
Oh yeah, and Renee, can we share about your what happened to you this weekend, last weekend?
Yeah, we could do that. Sorry guys for this past weekend. If you missed our podcast, my fiance just had the baby, so we really kind of didn't get to do it. And Joe was not feeling too well too, so we were trying to plan for still do a podcast while we were at the hospital, but it didn't go very well because I was so busy, swamped, and Joe was not feeling too well. Is that about right, Joe?
Yeah, I was in a lot.
So we
of
were
pain.
Both kind of like we were both offset off each other, and we really couldn't do it. We were planning for Saturday, but he wasn't feeling too well. Sunday he was starting feeling better. I was released from the hospital, and I couldn't really do the podcast. So there was kind of I'm mixed up. So we did, like I said, we did have a baby. My fiance did have the baby girl. So hope y'all do. Sorry for missing that podcast, you guys. I don't know what's more important to you guys, a podcast or a baby, new life and a new life into this new world, this crazy world happening right now. Pretty sure y'all know.
No, but that I just want to say congratulations, thank Renee, you. And to your fiance. It's awesome. This is your third correct. Child. So. It's super awesome when new life comes into
you
the
haven't
world.
Seen if you haven't subscribed to my vlog channel, my daily life, go ahead and subscribe to it. It's RJ Everett Vlogs. It's in the description below. Go ahead and check it out. Take a look at it. I'll be posting some videos coming up soon, and the baby will be coming up shortly in the next couple of months, few months. I'm behind, but been working a lot on this podcast stuff, and I kind of fell back on that channel. So if you still haven't done, if you still haven't checked it out, go ahead and check it out, RJ Everett Vlogs, and you'll see more of the baby in there. So I'm glad. Juanjo,
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm kind of excited too, because I haven't made an, I haven't even thought of, I've been thinking about an intro on how to make the baby's announcement. I haven't even done it yet. Like the other one, the other baby, Roger, I actually made a very nice intro. If you haven't seen it, it's in there. It's us sitting on the couch, and you'll actually see him welcome home, and you'll actually see the intro on how I made it. It's pretty sick. It took me a little while to design it. It took me about 4 days to actually make that intro.
Yeah. So yeah, just so you guys know, it's always family first, and then business.
I tried doing both at the same time, yeah. But except that both of us were on opposite sides of the page. But we will promise we'll keep on this podcast like every weekend. There's not going to be no more delays unless one of us really gets sick or we're dying or we get into the ICU. But I really don't see any of that happen, Joe.
Yeah.
So, but we will see you guys next time. So have a good day and enjoy your weekend. And we'll see you guys next Saturday. So.